in 2023. Wake up the Spinway.
So you've got a Hollywood wax, then you also got a Brazilian, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So what, is there other name places? Like, can you go in and get a Dublin?
Just a lippy down the middle.
2023 sounds like Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Is that bitch o'clock? Yeah, it's thick.
And if you thought we were class at playing more hits than any other station before, watch this.
I got my head out the sunroof.
Shopping in the bins, I like.
Turn up the music, turn down the lights.
As it was,
it's about damn time.
2023 on Spin sounds like Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning, and 10 spin hits in a row all day.
Do re mi fa sol la ti do.
Okay, on Wednesday, we put on a musical called Des Kelly the Musical. This was all because I couldn't get into another furniture-based musical happening in Dublin. This week also,
yeah,
it's been 2 months in the works. We did rehearsals, we wrote the thing. It stars listeners of this here show. And now, for the first time, you're going to hear how Act One went down.
We start in 1930s Dublin. A very young Des Kelly is playing on the floor with his carpet samples, much to the disgust of his man, Dad.
Someday, I swear, I'll be an entrepreneur with locations everywhere. Fifth spread, swords and culottes, selling beds, tables and doors, but mainly carpets for your floors.
We don't know what more we can do. He's bleeding furniture mad. We don't know what more we can do. He's such a good young lad. We don't know what more we can do. He doesn't care about gas. We don't know what more we can do. Des, we're stumped.
A few years have passed now. Des is in fifth class and a new student joins the school.
Here, Dave.
Yo.
Are you a chairman, are you?
Not really, to be honest. I'm more into bedding myself. They used to call me Duvet Dave, my old school.
Come here, lads. I've been chatting to the new lad, Dave, over there. And do you know what I think? He's all right. That lad's all right with me.
I like cricket and horse riding. I like seeking and hiding. I can do basic mathematics, you know, addition, dividing. Got a yo-yo and a pogo stick, but one thing is better. Not just for sleeping and snoozing, it also acts as a sweat. I like that D-U-V-E-T-D. U-V-E-T. Duvets till I die. Humans need never apply. All I need in life are duvets. I'm the duvet guy.
Forward a few more years, Des and Duvet Dave are in their teens, finding their footing in the furniture trade with not much luck.
I don't think I'll ever get into carpets, Desi.
No?
It's just not for me.
You know what, Dave-o? If you swear off carpets, I promise you, I'll never sell a single duvet for the rest of my life.
Man, that is a done deal.
Let's give it the ding-dong there. Okay. We go again.
And we put it down. Okay. Yeah?
Good evening, sir. Are you sick of waking up with cold feet in the morning? Do you love
the feet? Off!
Jesus. It's the day of the big dance and things get tense as Des sets his sights on Yolanda, the girl Dave met going door to door a few hours earlier.
Who are you? Des is my name.
Hi, Des. I'm Yolanda.
Yolanda? God, that's lovely. Come here, I don't mean to be forward or anything, but you might be the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in Dublin. I can show you the north side. Cabra, Coolock and Finglas. Jeez, Yolanda, the thing is, I can see you as my bride. I found my boy. Yolanda, you're the one for me.
Unbelievable scenes in
indescribable feeling. Rage and fuming, I'm reeling. Stole my girl, I'll steal his dreams.
Let's spread the word.
Mess with duvet, Dave, and you'll be screwed.
Will Des Kelly get his girl and be the Carpet King? Or will Duvet Dave ruin his plans? Find out in part two of Des Kelly the Musical next.
Let's go!
On air.
On socials and live at Longitude.
Live at Longitude across the weekend.
This is the Spin House Party.
Welcome to the Spin House Party stage. We are here for the full weekend, baby. This is where it goes down.
We're looking forward to seeing Marty Guilfoyle tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's the best DJ in Dublin.
Of course.
Love his TikTok.
Here we go, Longitude. Hands up right now. Show us you're with us. Show us that energy, baby!
Live at Longitude across the weekend.
This is the Spin House Party.
Right, Welty, what's going on?
How are we now?
Listen, first time on Longitude, I believe.
First time here, yeah.
So how are we feeling about tonight's set?
So excited, so excited.
What can we expect from tonight's set?
Just a lot of new music and good vibes.
Yeah. Any classics thrown in there? Any surprises?
Always, always.
Hey, it's Welchie. I'm playing at the Spin House Party stage along with you.
This is Block Rockin' Beats.
In the mix.
From Spin's House Party at Longitude.
Let me see how we doing. Make some noise! Thank you so much. My name is Derek Pierce. Thanks a million to all the gang from Spin. We got a special guest for you now. She's been playing on the Spin playlist with her new track Mood. She's just back from supporting Picture This as well. Will you please welcome to the stage and make some noise for Leah Hart.
Checking in like Katie Taylor into the weekend. 10 hits in a row, shall we? Pink Panthers and Ice Spice, Boy's a Liar, and Jonas Brothers kicks us off. Here's Waffle House on Spin.
We never knew how to forfeit.
I'm not gonna lie, it's taking a lot for me. Like I'm jealous because I want tickets myself, but I have to give them away or else the boss will go mad. So, how do you fancy heading along to see Niall Horan in the Three Arena Friday 23rd of February 2024? He's bringing the show live on tour. Tickets go on sale this Friday. But, as I've been saying all day, you can win them here on Spin with me because I'm Spin's ticket bearer before you can even buy them. And Heather, you are heading to Niall Horan.
You're joking. No, you're actually joking. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you so, so much. Oh, my God.
I feel like Santa Claus.
Yeah, oh, my God. This is genuinely better than Christmas. I'm shaking and all. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Now, you don't have to stress on Friday about getting tickets or anything because you have them in the bag.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I'm crying. You just made my day.
I'm happy to give them to you when you're this excited and not give them myself. Of course, if you didn't win the tickets today, fear not. I have tickets to Niall Horan to give away every single day this week. Coming up next, it's Sarah Larson, Can't Tame Her on Spin.
Let's go. This is Spin
with Burger King.
Hey guys, it's Niall Horan.
Heaven won't be the same.
Spin
gives you more hit music than any other station.
I'm telling you.
Turn it up.
Strange that roof falls around you.
J
you know the way you say things on the show and like you might cringe for a little bit after, but then you forget about them?
Yeah, you move on pretty quickly.
Some people don't forget.
Yeah, okay.
And we were sitting there at the desks yesterday. You'd probably gone home, Dave.
Probably.
And the CEO of the company, Simon, comes over.
Oh,
Scott
L. Simon.
And he goes, he's like, hi, Simon. Hi, Ashling. And then he walks off. Then he walks back. He goes, I'm not sure if I can look at you the same way anymore, Ashling.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, my God, what was it? I don't know. Was it the St. Bridget's Day rap? Was it my song for One More Tune? I don't know. What could
was it
be?
When I said I like the smell of my own farts? What was it?
And then he says, you like the smell of your own farts?
No, he didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't.
So this was when we revealed our personal red flags. I was really under pressure. And at the last minute, I said, I don't mind / enjoy the smell of my own farts. Never wanted to mention it again. Was forced to mention it about 3 more times on the show. And yeah, just the CEO is...
oh my God.
Was forefront of the brain.
That wasn't it. He kept going and said, I mean, like, I agree.
Yeah, he's like, we all do.
No!
But he's like, we don't say it on the radio, actually.
I sweated so much.
Emma was worse than me.
Did you just go pure red?
Producer Callum went pure red. It was a terrible moment in life.
It's so funny because I've been in those moments in the previous life when I was the rap god. The head of HR came to me, Joanne, and she was like, Callum, I enjoyed you as the rap god, but I don't appreciate having to explain to my 8-year-old daughter what a dumper is.
Amazing.
I had third-hand embarrassment for
it. So what did you say?
Sometimes you just kind of feel like the only people that hear what you say on this show is the four of us.
Yeah, yeah. So what did you say when he said that?
I couldn't say. What can you say?
It's my resignation.
What do you say to the CEO of your company when he tells you that he knows you like to smell your own farts? What is there to say? What's left to say? Nothing. You just try and survive the rest of the day.
Each day, Spin's cash machine offers up life-changing money for you to win.
Oh, thank you so much.
When we ring you back, you need to answer within 5 rings.
Oh my God.
And tell us that day's cash amount.
Are you messing?
Oh my God.
Morning, I'm in the tonight.
Oh my God.
Think you can do that?
Get ready.
Give us some money.
Money, money, money.
Cash.
The phone call that could change your Christmas.
Oh my God, thank you.
Spin's Christmas cash machine.
All right, let's ramp it up a notch. Question 2, Dave. Why might a pregnancy be referred to as geriatric?
As geriatric. So you hear this term a lot. I think it's... Do you know, like, if it's like a really stressful, you know, like it's like a geriatric, like if you've had a really stressful day, it's like a geriatric day. Do you know what I mean? So like when you have a geriatric pregnancy, it's probably like when everything goes wrong. Do you know what I mean? So it's like when, like, you know what I mean? Say like, how was your pregnancy? Oh, it was geriatric. Like, you know what I mean? There was no. Okay, great. I thought it'd be like, you know, if the doctor was late.
How was your pregnancy? Oh, it was geriatric. Bleeding geriatric.
Oh, it was absolutely geriatric.
So sure I've heard that in a sentence. Like, so Mary, how was your pregnancy? Oh, Karen, let me tell you, it was geriatric. Do you know what I mean?
In labour for like 24 hours or something. Oh, it was geriatric, carry on.
Yeah. Maybe that's it then. So obviously it's not what I thought it is. I thought it was like a really, really stressful pregnancy. So
so like if you were to use geriatric in a sentence, if you had a really bad day and you were stressing about, like, I don't know, getting your phone fixed like yesterday, but like, I'm having such a geriatric time here.
Day. Yeah, yeah. Wow. I would have thought it was that. But that's not my answer because you laughed. That's your fault for laughing. God, this is so geriatric. What will I do? Right, go on. Give me a simplify. Give me that noise.
All right. Simplify is different today. We've actually got 3 options just to make it a little bit harder. So entering simplify mode.
You're sure that's your mouth that's not professionally made?
I'm telling you. That's why I'm in radio, baby. Option A. A geriatric pregnancy is named such because the woman is over a certain age.
It's B. Because the baby stays in for too long.
Or it's C, because the baby is called Jer.
What
that's more Irish than two Irish lads travelling around the world to support other Irish people.
Butter and milk the cow.
And I make my own bread.
After a massive year at the Oscars for Ireland.
Awards.
We've sent Darren and Joe to Hollywood to show our support.
Ireland is doing very well for themselves.
Live from an Airbnb somewhere in Los Angeles.
Action. This is the Darren and Joe show coming into your ears on Spin. Wait.
Darren and Joe take Hollywood.
Jesus.
This is the Darren and Joe show on Spin.
I'd love an award myself.
This is the Darren and Joe show on Spin. We're live here in LA. Would you believe?
Would you believe it?
Hollywood. We were at the Oscars. You probably heard us on the radio. I've seen some of our content online.
When you scan.
When you push.
Push. Push.
When you ask.
Ask.
You're searching.
For a connection.
A vibe.
To be entertained.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
What is the raciest thing you've ever watched with your parents?
I've walked in on my mom and dad getting raunchy themselves, so technically I've watched that with the two of them.
And Dublin's hit music all day.
I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling alright. I can buy myself flowers.
Okay. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
And Dublin's hit music all day.
This is Sting.
Jazzy giving me
new music.
This is a fresh hit to Spin.
It sure is. Let me just unwrap this new song. Ready. It's Tom Grennan. How does it feel?
That could be a short on Friday. Tonight's at the place we started.
On this first day of spring, I'd like us to celebrate Bridget's Everywhere as we join together and sing.
Oh, no.
Sing a song to Bridget.
Oh, my God.
Let's get this spring started. Let's go to the current, let's go build a church. No, let's, oh, we gotta search. Got a slick cross and made from reeds. Bed Bridget's like me, do lots of good deeds. So the king think I got a tiny cloak. He says, hey, Bridge, here's a fun joke. Stretch out the cloak and take all that land. Ha ha ha, it's just how
it's
I plan.
It's on the floor. It grows and grows. It gives me more. Mace to Carlo, it's not folklore, lore. Yo, I was there, bitch, I'm the patron saint of County Kildare. Happy February 1st, y'all!
Hit music lifts.
What's happening, everybody? It's Tom Grennan on Spin.
This is Spin.
Turn it up!
We've scoured the country searching for Ireland's next big DJ.
And now, Spin's race for the residency begins.
Y'all ready?
Head to our Instagram to see our finalists and vote for your fave.
Plus, join us at Here and Now on Thursday, June 15th for the massive finale party.
Make some noise!
All our racers will go head-to-head for the ultimate prize of securing a slot on our house party stage at Longitude.
And they'll get to host Spin's Friday Night Residency.
Summer's number one hit music station.
This is Spin.
All right, Daniel, have you heard this game before?
I have. I enter every morning and I finally got to it.
God, Callum's been ghosting
you
for months.
Daniel, I have to ask, sorry, how have you discovered the show? Are you from Dublin?
I was. I used to live in Dublin before,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, you stuck with us.
And moved to Cork, so.
God, you are an international man. All right, Daniel, yeah, how many seconds go on the clock?
I think it's 30.
It is not. It is 25 now, Daniel.
Oh, I thought it was 30. Oh, God. Even more pressure.
Yep, exactly. But how many songs are going to play?
I've played a lot, though. Hopefully I get it.
Yeah. How many songs, Daniel?
Five.
Brilliant. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds and you win that golden ticket to the Three Arena. If it's a song with a couple of people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. When you do, we'll pause the clock so you can gather yourself. I like the way Dave includes that.
And get ready
for the next song.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
All right, Daniel, 25 seconds on the clock. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Song one, it plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Lady Gaga, Rain On Me.
Yes, wow. Nice one, Daniel. That is Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, Rain On Me, and you did that in 3 seconds.
Wow, that's good going.
Very good. We've got 22 seconds left. Song two plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Everybody's
looking for I'm not here to make friends.
Wow. Daniel, you're incredible.
Daniel!
It's the Air Force making you go faster.
That might be the quickest I've ever heard anybody say 5 words. I'm not here to make friends. Actually, 6. Sam Smith.
It's the nerve.
Look, they're working for you. All right, Daniel, 19 seconds left and 3 songs to go. Song 3 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I've been feeling
lonely. And Mae Muller, Better Days.
Wow.
Daniel! Woo! That was Naked, Mae Muller, and Polo G, Better Days.
16 seconds on the clock. Daniel, this is yours for the taking. Are we good to go?
2 songs left.
Yeah.
Song 4 with 16 seconds left plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I didn't know that
I could want you so deep. Hey, Zara Larsson, I would like.
Oh my God. I think you're the strongest player we've ever had. You have a phenomenal 12 seconds left on the clock with one song to play.
Daniel, I'm sweating. This is amazing. This is amazing play. Okay, Daniel. Song 5. With 12 seconds left, it plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Living in this big blue
world with my head up in the air. And Calvary is the
opal.
Oh my God, my heart.
Are you okay?
Kind of.
I'd say he's A-okay. Daniel, well done.
Oh, wow, Daniel.
I was only listening to that song over the weekend.
Time for Dez.
Wait, because that we think that's really hard.
Yeah, but I actually really knew hard, that song because I loved it on TikTok over lockdown, so I was aware of it. I think it's one of those songs, and Spin played it a lot of the time. Daniel.
Yeah.
Jesus, I have so many questions. Up to the Three Arena from County Clare.
I know, every week.
Oh, well. What is top of the list to go see?
Lizzo or else JLS.
Oh, yes.
A big JLS
man.
Fan. Very good. Daniel, I need to know more about you. I'm so confused. So you lived in Dublin. You moved to Clare.
I live in Cork.
He's
and
in Cork.
Then my boyfriend is from Ennis in Clare, so we kind of do a bit of a long distance relationship. So
gotcha. You were there for the weekend.
Oh my God. Daniel, date night sorted for the next 12 months. Well done. That was
Daniel.
Unbelievable. Play.
Thank you so much for listening from further afield every day. It means a lot that you bring us with you. And huge congratulations. Strongest player I've ever heard on the show.
Yeah,
so
agreed.
Well done, Daniel.
Delighted for you.
Irish Music Month on Spin.
Hello there and good evening to you. It is Emma Nolan with you from Spin's Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Normally I'm a bit of an early bird here at Spin, but I'm here this evening for a very important reason. It's Irish Music Month. We're a country famous for our musical exports, but it's also really important to get to know the talent that hasn't quite been elevated enough just yet. And that's what we're here to do over the next hour at Spin. Two things to look forward to this week. 4-day week, and I bet you anything you're going to get really obsessed with a new Irish artist. I don't know about you, but certainly on my personal Spotify playlist, I'm bored. I need inspiration. Consider this like your Discover Weekly on Spotify. My goal is that you will be obsessed with 4 brand new Irish artists, because standing by and in the building tonight is Eva Campbell, Simon James, Two Stories and Kaya T. We're going to chat to them a little bit. We'll hear some of their music, and every single act this evening is here to do a live performance on Spin as well. So it's all very exciting. During Irish Music Month, just to let you know, we're playing more hits from Irish artists than ever before, and we're giving Irish artists
wait for this, €100,000 to play for us on radio stations around the country. Huge. There is an ask of you in this as well. It's kind of on all of us to support Irish artists. Find out who's trying to make moves in your community. Get to their gigs, buy their merch, buy their albums. This is Irish Radio supporting Irish artists with Hot Press Magazine, the IBI and the BAI Sound and Vision Fund. If you want more info, you can go to spin103.com now. Up first is Eva Campbell. She's here. She's getting organised. She's got a live performance to prep for and we're going to chat to her in just a sec. She'll join us, okay? But first, let's listen to a song from previous times, one that she has produced already. This one is called Stay. Welcome. It's Irish Music Month on Spin. Emma with you till nine.
It's Irish Music Month on Spin.
Irish Radio supporting Irish artists.
With Hot Press Magazine, the IBI and the BAI Send and Vision Fund.
Playing even more Irish hits like this. Imagine being on a first date and having some of your most embarrassing secrets shared.
My biggest red flag, I always stretch out my jaw for some reason like this.
If any lad saw me running, they would henceforth run a mile because my feet pull in at all angles.
Like Phoebe and
I
Friends.
I run like Phoebe.
Emma, Dave and Aisling are playing Cupid this Valentine's week. But there's a twist.
They'll set you up on a date and then they'll air your dirty laundry too.
A million reasons should be leaving.
Will your date survive?
It's Spin.
Red Flag Romance.
Red Flag. Sign up now to take part. Just hit spin1038.com/valentine. Live from IKEA Ballymun. Spin's Flat Pack Finale.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Very serious business. We have been here in IKEA all morning because someone's going to buy themselves a €3,000 voucher for IKEA. We have whittled 8 people down to 2. The final 2 who are playing the actual flat path finale, as in making something called
a Kallax.
Your memory is excellent.
It's a Kallax. It's a shelving unit. It's a 2 shelving unit. We have Helen versus Carl. And I have to say to you both, please put down the Allen keys.
Okay.
Helen and Carl, this has been a hard-fought battle.
I have to say as well, it was kind of quite stressful to watch. I normally get stressed when I see anyone, you know, who has a leisurely Sunday afternoon to make a flat pack. Never mind when you're under immense pressure. We do have to talk to Jess. Jess is from IKEA and she's been watching and she's been verifying. We said, well and good, you know, to make it really quick. But what if it's made wrong? If it's made wrong, it's no good.
Yeah, what's your verdict, Jess?
After a thorough quality inspection, Helen has actually made it correctly. Carl, unfortunately, has his wall mounts on the outside instead of the inside.
No. What do you mean wall mounts? Show me these.
The holes.
The holes on the outside belong on the inside to mount it to the wall.
So that means the winner of the flat pack finale.
And taking $3,000 to spend at IKEA, it's Helen!
Hooray!
How are you?
I am happy that's over.
Now, you are the shyest person ever on the radio. You're going to have to be on the air like you're with me off the air. You're buzzing, darling.
I am, but I wouldn't get on the radio very often.
And tell me, what are you going to do with this money? Any plans?
Yes, the kids have it nearly spent already.
Do they? Okay, so like a bit of renovation, new beds, new bedroom.
Beds, yeah, everything for their room.
It's a huge amount of money. It's a pretty life-changing sum, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Unbelievable. I can tell you, Helen, that you completed the Kallax shelf in 9 minutes and 32 seconds. That is unbelievable. There were like, what, I don't know, 8 screws. We've got about 6 different pieces of wood. I have to go over to Carl. Carl, I'm so sorry. It was very stressful times, wasn't it?
I'm wrecked. Fair play, well done.
Oh, Carl.
You wrecked. Thought that was a marathon.
It was so hard, and both of you kind of came across stumbling blocks, as Jess said, the mounts are on the wrong side, and I think it's very unfortunate, but
like,
I think
if
Helen
was
faster as well.
If it was me making that at home and the mounts are on the wrong side, I wouldn't notice and I would just go with it, but you know, for the purpose of the game,
bother.
Absolutely. Carl, thank you so much for coming out. Thanks for listening to the show, and a €200 voucher for IKEA, all yours to enjoy this morning. Okay, thank you, Carl, and well done again, Helen. Thank you so much to IKEA for having us this morning. We're not done yet. If you want to win a €200 voucher for IKEA right now, just like Carl and everybody else who played this morning, just message us now with the word IKEA, please, to 087-711-1038.
Spin.
Thanks for coming to play with me.
So good to be back.
If you ready, make some noise.
Spin is home to the world's biggest hit makers.
What's up?
up, it's Megan Thee Stallion.
Hey, I'm Dua Lipa.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Hi, I'm Adele.
I'm Post Malone.
No other radio station serves up as much music as we do. This is Spin,
Summer's hit music station.